Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, David, thanks for joining us on the podcast. First off, congratulations on officially committing to Washington State University. Let's start right there. Walk us through what that meant to you, putting the pen to the paper last week, and what this week, this journey has been.
It's been a lot. You know, my family coming from really like nothing, like me just signing the dotted lines really like meant a lot to us. And staying and playing home, and like local people can come up and just watch me play. So it's like, it really meant like a lot to us.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you played in Kennewick, which, as you mentioned, is local. So walk me through that recruiting process, kind of how you made that decision to take WSU over a lot of these big universities that were also offering you.
Step by step, God guided me through the whole way. Asked fam, I asked my coaches, like, what do they think about it? I just kind of took, like, everybody's perspective on it. And I just wanted to stay close to home. I didn't really want to go too far. Like, a whole plane ticket thing about, like, my family coming to watch me play instead of them just driving about, like, 2 hours and a half just to come watch me play. It was just, like, way easier for them. And, like, say if I ever got, like, in, like, any, like, something ever happened to me and I just needed my fam right there, you know, Pullman's right there to just go and, like, pull up on me. So I feel like that just played a big part. And, like, the whole coaching staff played a big part. Coach AB already knew, like, my whole family. Coach Dicker, he just great vibes. And, like, all the other big universities, like, yeah, everybody wants to go play at a big university, but, I mean, you ball out where you ball out. It's just, like, they're going to find you.
David, number one defensive back prospect in the state of Washington. Just talk about the work that you've put in personally to get to this point and what it means to have your name recognized as one of the best in the state of Washington.
I put a lot of time and effort to this. I sacrificed a lot, just like a lot of free time, like a lot of chilling, just hanging out with my friends. I mean, but it's really nothing because I just kind of like paved the way for my future. That's how I really see it. And I hope that's how they see it too. Like, I hope they don't just think like, oh, he's just like knocking us off. Like, he just doesn't want to hang out with us. Like, no, like he's doing something for himself. Like, he's really setting the path for his future, you know? And I also do it for like the kids that like didn't really have hope here. Like, there's not a lot of like kids like around this area with like that's just like whatever I have. I feel like I'm just blessed to be in this position. I feel like I just give all glory to God.
How would you describe your playing style? And are there any certain players that you're watching in the NFL and college that you're hoping to aspire to play like?
No, not really. I feel like I just play like myself. Hopefully I play like myself. I just don't want to play like anybody else. I feel like I want people to play like me, like say like the high school player I'm in college, like they want to play as me. That's how I just see it. I just want to be my own player.
Okay, so maybe let's frame it this way. If somebody's watching your tape for the first time, what are they going to see from you?
They're going to see shutdown. They're going to see a lot. I got a lot of my tape. I have offensive film. I have kick returns. I have everything you can ask for in a player, really. Like my whole high school tape, I had picks, I had kick returns, I had interceptions, like just everything you ask for in a DB, like big hits. You see me cover really well, zone and man. Just like even coming off the blitz is just like everything you want in the corner.
Did you play any other sports growing up or was it football the entire time?
So I played football third grade. That's when I started until fifth grade. And then I kind of stopped and then I had a little hooping journey. I hooped until sixth grade and so eighth grade, and then eighth grade I finally quit. That's when like COVID happened, and I was just like, man, I'm tired of just putting the basketball in the hoop. So I'm gonna just go like, and my whole family was playing football at the time. So I was like, might as well go back to playing football. Why not? So I came out ninth grade year. It's COVID. I had 6 tuds in a scrimmage, and then I got moved up to varsity for the first time, like in a scrimmage. And I got a little bit of reps, and like everybody was thinking, like, this kid can play. So I was like, maybe I really can play. Maybe it's time to just like let basketball go and just take the football route. So that's where I got with my cousin, Gabe Tahir, and we just worked every day. It didn't matter what condition it was, snowing, raining, all that. Like, we just went outside and we grinded for hours. And there was like days like we didn't even want to go, but we just had to push ourselves because we knew what we wanted in life. So, yeah, it's just like it was a long journey coming for real.
Now, obviously, hey, growing up in the Tri-Cities area, did you have any early memories of maybe going to a Cougar football game? What was like maybe your first like Washington State memory that you can remember?
Actually, no, I didn't go to no games when I was little. Like, I didn't have nobody to like go watch a game with. Family wasn't big on like football at the time. So my actual first game on the Palouse was Texas Tech. When we played Texas Tech, it was this year, and we beat them, obviously, and it was just great. It was just great vibes all around.
Yeah, what was that day like? I mean, that was a fantastic football game to watch, nationally televised. Obviously, the Cougs, you know, you had John Mateer run for over 200 yards that game. I mean, what was just the whole environment like for you to really just kind of experience that for the first time?
It was great because I already had friends that go to Washington State. So, you know, them being in the crowd just telling me, come. Even like previous years, like I had a kid in his class. His name is Jack. And he just told me, like I didn't even have the offer. And he was like, hey, bro, you got to come to WCU. You got to come to WCU. Like, hey, they're going to throw the O, bro. You got to come. And I'm just like thinking like, yeah, maybe, just maybe. And then it finally happened, and I took my OV. Everything was smooth. Everything was great. They showed great vibes to my fam. My fam was enjoying it, loving it. And then ever since then, it was history.
Now, David, I'm sorry. I don't have the roster in front of me. Are you an early enrollee?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So plan on getting there sometime in June.
Yeah. Oh, but trust me, I'm still working. Trust me.
What are you most looking forward to when you first get over there?
I'm looking, obviously, like meeting everybody, just meeting like all the players. Like, I already know some of the players, really, like Jalen Edmond, Dukes, Ball Out Boogie, Steve. Like, I just know like kind of a lot of dudes there. I'm just looking to get to work right away. Like, me and Coach AB talked about this like ever since we got on the phone. Like, once I get there, man, it's just straight work. Like, we gonna get straight to it. Like, there's no playing around, none of that. It's just straight work, straight business.
Now, you mentioned that you had some offensive highlights in high school. Is that right? And yes. You also have some returning experience. Have you talked with Dickert about, I'm just throwing this out there, is there like a potential two-way there, or are you full on defense?
Hopefully, if Coach Dickert wants to put me two-way, we can do that, man. at camp, there was always talk, like, he came to one of the camps. It was a Northwest Showcase. I didn't play no offense, but one of my coaches there was talking about, like, he still thinks that I'm a receiver. And, I mean, I feel like I'm still a receiver. Like, you can tell by the tape. So if I could play two ways, that'd be great. It just gives me more opportunity to just showcase my skills and just making me get to the next level.
Now, David, you can shut this down. This is a stupid idea from my brain. But NIL opportunity, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. We have a photo of you, and it's a bowl of Cocoa Puffs, but they're footballs.
No, that would be cool. That would be really cool.
Well, we'll have to fire up a shirt idea because we're trying to figure out a shirt idea for the basketball players. They're both named last name Watts. Yeah. I don't know if you follow the basketball team at all, but yeah, it's funny. We gotta get the NIL shirt deals going.
For sure. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Any way possible. Well, David, really appreciate you coming on and taking the time. It's gonna be exciting to watch you continue to progress. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll see you out there on the field soon.
Yes, sir.
David, congratulations on an awesome accomplishment, man. It's big time. Big time accomplishment in Cougar Nation. We can't wait to see you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.